This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 60,000 crore rupees from Jharsuguda. The projects span across various sectors including telecommunications, railways, higher education, healthcare, skill development, rural housing sectors, among others. Prime Minister Modi also flagged off Amrit Bharat Express between Odisha's Berhampur and Udna at Surat in Gujarat. The train will connect Odisha to Gujarat in addition to linking several states including Odisha, Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Maharashtra and Gujarat. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said Odisha is moving speedily ahead through a double-engine government. He said India will come under the five topmost countries that have their own Swadeshi 4G and 5G network.
हम देख रहे हैं ओडिशा डबल इंजन की रफ्तार से आगे बढ़ने लगा है आज फिर एक बार ओडिशा के विकास के लिए देश के विकास के लिए हजारों करोड़ रुपए के प्रोजेक्ट का काम शुरू हुआ है आज से बीएसएनएल का नया अवतार भी सामने आया है बीएसएनएल की स्वदेशी 4G सर्विसेज लॉन्च हुई है
The PM said India will become the global hub of telecom technology in the future. He said it is a matter of pride BSNL has developed fully indigenous 4G technology in our own country. With his hard work and expertise, BSNL has created a new chapter in history. India has charged Pakistan of glorifying terrorism and distorting facts about the India-Pakistan conflict. Exercising India's right to reply at the UN General Assembly, after Pakistan Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif's address, First Secretary in India's permanent mission to the UN, Petal Gehlot, blamed Pakistan of being responsible for terrorist attacks on Indian soil. She emphasized on India's right to self-defense. The First Secretary said the Assembly witnessed absurd theatrics this morning from the Prime Minister of Pakistan, who once again glorified terrorism, which is central to the foreign policy. During a speech, Ms. Gehlot highlighted India's counter-terror operations, particularly Operation Sindoor, which targeted terror hideouts in Bahawalpur and Muridke in Pakistan.
Till 9th May, Pakistan was threatening more attacks on India. But on 10th May, its military pleaded with us directly for a cessation to the fighting. The intervening event was the destruction caused to multiple Pakistani air bases by Indian forces. The pictures of that damage are, of course, publicly accessible. If destroyed runways and burnt-out hangars look like victory, as the Prime Minister claimed, Pakistan is welcome to enjoy it. The truth is that, as in the past, Pakistan is responsible for a terrorist attack on innocent civilians in India. We have exercised the right to defend our people against such actions and have brought the organizers and perpetrators to justice.
She asserted that there is no room for any third party to intervene in issues between New Delhi and Islamabad. Ms. Gehlot charged that Pakistan shielded the terror outfit, the Resistance Front at the UN Security Council, from the responsibility of carrying out the barbaric massacre of tourists in Jammu and Kashmir. Punjab police, in close coordination with central agencies, have succeeded in extraditing Babar Khalsa International BKI terrorist Parminder Singh Pindi from Abu Dhabi, UAE, to India. According to police sources, Pindi is a close aide of two foreign-based terrorists and was involved in multiple heinous crimes, including petrol bomb attacks, violent assaults and extortions in the Batala-Gurdaspur region of Punjab. In Assam, Bodoland People's Front, BPF, returned to power with a clear majority in the Bodoland Territorial Council polls, winning 28 seats of the 40-member council. Ruling UPPL managed 7 seats, while BJP secured 5 seats in the final results. The counting commenced yesterday and the process completed today morning. The Indian Meteorological Department IMD has forecast extremely heavy rainfall in several parts of Odisha, including Koraput, Malkangiri and Kalahandi districts today. Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi has directed authorities to take proactive measures to prevent possible flooding, where heavy rainfall is likely to take place today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.